about 1957, I returned to Wellington City to work in the Chief Accountants Department of British Glues and Chemicals in Bridge Road East. Again, when I started work there, it was in one of a rented sectional factory building, very similar to the one that Danish Bacon had used. And like Danish Bacon, British Glues had moved their head
from
office
London.
Things from London.
For the same reason.
Just after the war started.
Right.
And they owned a number of factories and depots in various parts of the country.
Were they manufacturing in Wellington Garden City?
They didn't manufacture in Wellington Garden City at all. It was purely offices here. And their products included glue and soap and various things. They employed quite a lot of van or lorry drivers whose job was to go around collecting up bones and meat scraps from butcher's shops.
Yes.
And they would pay the shops cash for what they collected. And then they would deliver it to the depot by way of a weighbridge. So their total weight would be calculated from the difference between the van or lorry coming in and leaving the premises after it had done its delivery.
Yes.
And I remember there was one place where they were a bit puzzled why the yield of its product was unusually low.
Yeah.
And they did some investigations and they discovered that one of the lorry drivers had fitted a water tank, concealed water tank in the lorry, which he would fill with water when he was coming.
Yes.
And then turn the tap and let the water drain away as it stood in the yard.
Crafty.
Of the depot. So when it was weighed out, it seemed that his delivery had been much
higher than
he was paid
it.
For the amount, the weight he delivered.
Yes, goodness.
And of course, hadn't actually spent that much with the shops he was buying it from.
No.
I'm sure there were all sorts of fiddles.
Scams going
on in that kind of
state,
because probably half the shops they were collecting from probably didn't book the payment in as income, as it wasn't a normal retail sale.
Yes.
And probably sometimes it was, you know, the manager or somebody would pocket the cash for the used bones and not report it at all to his employer.
Yes. How many people were working in the offices there?
I think in the offices there is probably about over 100, less than 200, I should think. I don't really know.
And were you doing the same job?
I was,
as you had been with the baking
not
companies?
Quite the same, no. I was working in the Chief Accountants Department, just doing various accounting procedures. Actually, when I went for my job interview there, the chief accountant took me to lunch at Homestead Court and I had to lend him £10 to pay the bill because nobody used credit cards in those days.
Yes.
He had to get money out of petty cash to pay for the lunch.
Yes.
And he hadn't brought enough with him to pay the bill.
Yes.
And anyway, he gave me the job.
I think he did. What was the main market for the products?
I think it, volume-wise, I think it was mainly fertilisers and other glues and fertilisers. They marketed Croyd glue, which was a quite well-known make at that time.
Right.
Which was tubes of glue that you could buying retail shops under that trade name. They also made soap. I can't remember what trade name they were using for that.
And it was small retailers who were buying.
They would be selling to wholesale distributors or retailers. Yes.
Did you have similar facilities, canteen, holidays?
They had no canteen there, so we used to go out and have lunch in the Woodman or somewhere, as it then was, then became the Chieftain later.
Yes,
Or one of the restaurants in the towns. Or we took sandwiches in to eat in the office.
Did you have a Christmas party?
Yes, they always had some Christmas do. That, I think, was usually in London. They would have something and take us there by coach.
When did you finish with them?
I finished with them in 1962, after about 2¾ years.